Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Religious Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? In John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5, the Bible states that Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C like in Charles, E, P as in Peter, H as in help, A, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let your newcomers know what this program is about. I hope you tell others about us. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child, but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program is about exposing the religious matrix. The something that is inside the matrix are, and could be, the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from country to country. To his amazement, he is greeted with millions expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping that he will be an acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam in spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him, and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, and they rejoice, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Last week we ended with trying to answer the question, how did Freemasonry enter the ranks of Jesuits, when their oath clearly states that Freemasons have no place in the Jesuit order. Napoleonic Freemasonry, not entirely to lose its peculiar physiognomy, ventured to change its institutions. Jesuitism cast loving eyes on it and drew it toward itself, as in the days of the strict observance. The society, which in these last 60 years has already overcome and incorporated the whole Roman clergy, once its rivals and by oblique path, also many of the conservative sects of other creeds. Murad did not succeed, but others may, and though the Masons say that Jesuitism shall not succeed, yet how is Freemasonry that professes to meddle neither with politics nor religion to counteract the political and religious machinations of the Jesuits? Even if Freemasonry had the same weapons, are there men among the order able to overcome them with the ability and fearlessness that distinguish the followers of Loyola? The Jesuits soon poked it into adaptive masonry lodges for women, for to get hold of the women is to get hold of the better half of mankind, and founded new lodges or modified existing ones of that right to further their own purposes. Thus it is that a truly monkish asceticism was introduced into some of them by the Jesuits, divided into 10 degrees, and we find such passages in the Catechism as these: Are you prepared, sister, to sacrifice life for the good of the Catholic and Apostolic Roman Church? The 10th or last degree was called the Princes of the Crown, and a great portion of the ritual treats of the Queen of Sheba. This rite was established in Saxony in 1779 for another such adoptive order, see the Heroine of Jericho. Another Order of the Rose was founded in Germany in 1784 by one Francis Matthaus Grossinger, a son of a butcher, swindler, and Jesuit, who ennobled himself by assuming the title of Francis Rudolph von Grossing. From Nesta Webster's Secret Societies, Mirabeau also relates that the Jesuits profited by internal troubles of the reign of Charles I to possess themselves of the symbols, the allegories, and the carpets, tapis, of Rosicrucians Masons. There is undeniable evidence that in their earlier forms of Ecclesia or Scots degrees were Roman Catholic and of Jesuit origin. I have a MS ritual in French, AQC 13, part 1, page 17, of what I believe to be the original Chef de Argyll, or SPDRC, Sovereign Prince of Rosicrucians. And in it, the new law is declared to be a La Foy Catholic, and Baron Chaudy, in his Etoile Flamboyant of 1766, describes the same degree as the Catholicium Miss and Grade, volume in page 114. I suggest that Ecclesiales or Scots Masonry was intended to be a Roman Catholic as well as a Stuart form of Masonry, in which none of those devoted to both restorations were to be admitted. That Weishaupt did, however, draw to a certain extent on Jesuit methods of training is recognized even in Barruel, himself a Jesuit, who, quoting Mirabeau, say that Weishaupt admire above all those laws, that regime of the Jesuits which under had made men dispersed over the universe tend towards the same goal. He felt that one could imitate their methods whilst holding views diametrically opposed. And again, on the evidence of Mirabeau, the Luchet, and von Knigge, Barruel says elsewhere, it is here that Weishaupt appears especially to have misled, to assimilate the regime of the sect to that of the two of the religious orders, and above all that of the Jesuits, by the total abandonment of their own will and judgment, which he demands of his adepts. N.B. Madam Webster. Webster was persuaded that the Illuminati and Jesuits were at odds. That's how convincing the hoodwinking had been. Weishaupt died a Catholic, however, and a Jesuit apparently administered the last rite. Other historians have unearthed the lies that bound them. Between 1555 and 1931, the Society of Jesus the Jesuits was expelled from at least 83 countries, city-states, and cities for engaging in political intrigue and subversion plots against the welfare of the state, according to the records of a Jesuit priest of repute, Thomas Campbell. Practically every instance of expulsion was for political intrigue, political infiltration, political subversion, and noting and inciting to political insurrection. 1987, J.E.C. Shepherd, Canadian historian. To be continued next week. And signing off, events are moving so rapidly. Please get involved and tell your family and friends and coworkers about our websites. You can download these broadcasts at cephas-radio.com. It was just updated with the most telling YouTubes ever on the bottom of the post. They are a must for all believers. Matrix.cephasministry.com. Matrix is matrix.cephasministry.com. We have a new website, cephas-news.com. It has 60 YouTubes addressing Pope Francis. Shalom. If you want to go to our newsletter, it's go-cephas.com. Thanks for listening. See you next week.